listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. Time flies when you're having fun. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've got some breaking news out of the House of Representatives. They have passed a bill protecting marriage equality. Now, that doesn't mean it's law yet, folks. Got to get through the Senate and the filibuster, right? But 47 GOP members voted with the Democrats.
Ooh, wow.
47, that's a pretty substantial number. Reporting from the Hill, I'll keep it brief. The House passed a bill on Tuesday to protect marriage equality, a direct response to an opinion from Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas last month that called for reversing multiple decisions that enshrined LGBTQ rights. The legislation, titled the Respect for Marriage Act, passed in a 267 to 157 vote with 47 Republicans joining all Democrats in supporting the measure. 7 Republicans did not vote, very courageous of them. The measure, which faces a shaky future in the 50-50 Senate, calls for the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, a bill former President Clinton signed into law in 96 that recognized marriage as only a legal union between one man and one woman as husband and wife. And as pointed out here in the state of Wisconsin, Dom, that is a constitutional amendment that passed in 2006. So if there was the rollback by this very ambitious conservative Supreme Court, a revisiting, because, you know, it's same-sex marriage, that's not an enumerated right, right, Alito? Not enumerated. So even though you can claim
either is marriage,
go there.
You know what I mean? You see marriage between a man and a woman anywhere in the Constitution? I do not.
Probably in the 12th century Old English common law that he likes to go to what, justify his abortion ruling? So anyways, 47 Republican House members, I think that's an encouraging step. I was a little surprised at the number. Now, when we go to sort it out, I don't know, but I guarantee Glenn Grothman was not amongst them. Wisconsin,
I believe you on that one, Curdy.
844-967. I haven't seen the math.
No, nor I, but I take that.
But I guarantee the accuracy of the fraction. Yeah. Dick from Madison, welcome. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, you know, you talking about Flynn earlier. I mean, here's a guy that was on Inauguration Day dealing with the Russians on a side deal. But I've got something I'm going to run by you here about Josh Call and them not doing anything about Johnson. I think it has something to do with, you know, the Republicans in the state will go, oh, this is so political, just like at the federal level. You know what I'm saying?
So what? They're going to say that anyway, Dick. You know what I mean? It's like saying, oh, you can't vote for Bernie Sanders. Everyone's a socialist. Everything's going to be political, Dick.
I understand that, but we're in a governor's race that is going to be razor thin. We all know it. And you don't give him any, I don't know, I would like him to do something, but I can understand in another way why he's not, because
then he's playing politics, Dick.
They're playing politics with the law, man.
If your equation is right, what you're suggesting is that the Democratic Attorney General, who's up for re-election, he's on the ticket with Tony Evers. You're suggesting lack of political courage or a political decision made. And I would suggest, Dick, if that's the case, then we would be better off moving on to a different Attorney General.
Right, because it's certainly just as a political move to prosecute someone for their because of a political reason, and also to not prosecute because of a political reason. Either there have been law breaking in this regard with these fraudulent electors, or there have not been. That's really what it comes down to. And if you're going to say, well, we're not going to do that because I'm on the ticket and it may look bad for me, then what, you're going to call a special prosecutor? You're not going to go after lawbreakers because it might look bad for you when you're running for the attorney general? That is just as bad as prosecuting someone for a political reason, Dick. Sorry, man. I wanted to have you speak to that, but thanks for the call, man.
Joe Walsh, and I sat on a Fox News panel, first one I ever went on. Joe Walsh, at that time, former Republican congressman, was a, what, an apologist for Donald Trump, specifically on tax policy.
When it comes to tax reform, he better cut taxes for everybody, and I think that's what he'll do.
And I said, no, he won't. I made Joe Walsh stutter and sputter on Fox News because I said, he's not giving the middle class a real tax cut, saving that for his rich buddies. Just ask Ron Johnson, right? So anyways, Joe Walsh is effectively predicting if Donald Trump is indicted. And if you agree with me and you've been paying attention, even swing voters in Wisconsin, during this sort of focus group stuff that we saw reported by Axios, they think that Donald Trump should be indicted, should be held accountable. I think the vast majority of reasonable human beings think that a person trying to attempt a coup against democracy should be prosecuted. But Joe Walsh is effectively saying, you know, be careful, because the Proud Boys, the Trumpists out there, they're ready to be activated. They're ready to become violent.
Again or still?
I would say renewed violence. New violence. Anyways, I'm just telling you what Joe Walsh had to say. 844-967-2780.
And again, let me, if I may, same kind of philosophy. Certainly there's going to be the crazies out there that will perhaps go down that road. Look what happened on January 6th. But that is not a reason to not hold an insurrectionist bastard accountable for what they did. And if they're all going to step up and step out, then it's time to hold everybody accountable. Because that, if that's the world we're going to live in, it's going to be a disaster. The rule of law, as all the law and order Republicans will say, must win the day. And if they're going to go to the streets and start doing what they did again at the Capitol, I think this country better be prepared for that.
My buddy Law and Order Wisco Paul, how you doing, Wisco?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Very quickly, I think Chas Carl absolutely positively knows what he's doing. That being said, I think Rojo is going to be hard to beat. I really do, because that base turns out, and so you got to have the Democratic base turn out, and heaven help
you. Cannot tell me that Paul. You cannot tell me that Ron Johnson is somehow going to win over independent and suburban voters. I mean, you could say that people haven't been paying attention, but Ron is forcing them to pay attention. All these things will be amplified once again once there is a primary winner on the Democratic side. And when you pit any of those sane Democrats against Ron Johnson, I mean, I'm praying, Paul, that the electorate of the great state of Wisconsin has a little common sense, because Rojo's a little past his expiration date, if you know what I'm saying. You know, like yogurt.
I hope you're right, Cudi, because you beat Feingold, who I thought was a great senator, twice, and I don't know how he did that. I really don't. So
I blame Dom. Dom made him a human being by having him on the Devil's Advocates. We will not make that mistake again. Keep listening. You know, but other shows coming next. Thanks.
Come on, Walsh. We don't have all day.
Huck her up, Buttercup.
You were making out during Schindler's List?
I find it sexy. Get over it.